This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Has there ever been a more disgusting administration for this country? Maybe. Maybe it's arguable, but not in my lifetime. When you do everything, when every decision you make, when every time you've got to go left or right, you've got to go up or down, you have to make that decision, when every decision you make is only based in political benefit or damage, this is what you get. And Kamala Harris can't answer for any of it. And I think she knows it. I think she knows she's trapped. She said every which way you can on a lot of different policy positions out there, because she really just tries to satisfy the person in the room. And she really doesn't believe that she's going to be held accountable for it, at least not for 70 more days, when it matters. Have you ever been in an abusive relationship where someone treats you like that? I mean, it's classic narcissistic behavior, and it's super, super toxic. They're playing you, and I just think that the American people are kind of sick of it, especially the people who are sick of pretending to be okay or at best tolerant of things that they've shouted you down for standing up against or just simply disagreeing with. I think that that good old-fashioned, rebellious, independent American attitude might prevail in November, and it just takes more people showing up and saying, I don't like Kamala Harris. I'm going to vote for Trump. How could you vote for Trump? Pretty simple. Just check the box. That's all it takes. And you don't owe anybody an explanation, but you do benefit the outcome of the situation when you're willing to just say it. And I think more people are being willing to say it. And it's because Kamala Harris is absent from the conversation. She's not giving people anything to hang their hat on. And I understand that she's not doing it because she can't. It's not like she thinks, oh, I could go out there and I could, you know, I could take them as they come. Like, you look at Donald Trump, he's done town halls at CNN. He'll go anywhere. He'll talk to anybody. He'll have those conversations. He probably enjoys the combative ones more than the Sean Hannity's of the world. You don't see Kamala Harris doing that because she can't be on record. She can't. She's got to be everything to everybody, and she can't do that when she speaks on things. And she's cool with it. She's like, this is the plan. I don't think she's going to get away with it. Let us know what you think. YouTube live chat poll. I'll give you Betsy's response right now. How will Kamala's avoidance strategy impact her campaign? Betsy says no difference, even though it should hurt. What do you think? Vote, comment.
Beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing. I don't know the words, though. Swing the
spinning step. You know, see, you don't hear.
I'm actually the background vocals in this song. Fun fact.
Lead me.
You go into a studio, you record it one time, you forget the words, though.
So what?
So kiss me.
Oh, Brad.
People think... people think that they just doubled up her voice, but they didn't. They brought me in to do the background.
Is that Rockmouth?
No. That's not Rockmouth. That was just...
I'm sorry, it's just deferred.
No, that was back way before Rockmouth. We did that, gosh. That record was probably 96, or we would have recorded 95.
Can you keep this going while I go
record a spot? Yeah, I can. I remember walking in the studio and people are like, oh, man, it's been really magical recording that song because I love it. No, it's not. When it's your job, you just go in, you just do the work, and you go home. And yeah, you want to have chemistry with the artist, but you don't have to.
You're like, full of sugar. Literally.
AFS behind the music.
Can I tell you a real story?
It would be wonderful.
There's a bunch of Christian bands. There was one called 10th Avenue North. You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
So I was interviewing the lead singer once, and he had recorded some, I don't know if it was a Christmas song or collaboration song, with a bunch of other artists. And one of them was Casting Crowns. That's the only one I remember. There was a bunch of other ones too. And I was like, I was doing a solo interview too, because you do a lot of them like with the other hosts, but that one was just me. And
it sounds like a real story that's mostly just you bragging about yourself.
It's not. Okay. It really isn't, because it ends very poorly.
Oh, no. Well, let's get to that part.
I asked him at one point in the interview, and it was going fine.
10th Avenue North?
10th Avenue North, the lead singer. I don't remember his name. And I asked him, what was it like, you know, recording with all those artists? That'd be fun. And he goes, here's the deal. You go into a studio. There's nobody else there except an engineer. Their voices are just in your ear, and you record your part, and then you go home. And I was like, wow, that sounds like it would have been magical.
Mike Donaghy?
Mike Donaghy. That's him. Yeah. That's him. He's a solo artist now, I think. Yeah. But that was, I remember that thinking, man, what a stupid question. I sound like an idiot when I asked that question. And I left it in. You know, it was like recorded, so I could have cut it out, but I didn't.
We get to 10,000 subscribers. You and I should perform a song on video. It will not be good, but it will be better than bad. Well, kind of. But where Ryan does the falsetto.
Okay.
We need suggestions of songs. Someone said The Lion Sleeps Tonight, but that's almost all falsetto.
Well, I think that's probably a pretty good suggestion, because it's all falsetto. Oh, you're wanting a song that's not in falsetto.
If we get to 10,000, I don't know what the time frame is I'm going to put on this, but if we got to 10,000, I would sing. And I'm not like, I'm not a pro at singing, so easy on that. But I want you to sing falsetto backup.
How about if we, here's what we'll do. To save everybody time, you just do your normal church. I'll show up at church and just do it there live, and we'll record.
Not at my church.
Yeah, we'll do How Great Thou Art.
It's my favorite song.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's great.
You will not ruin it.
No?
No.
I can actually sing How Great Thou Art normal, but I'm not going to do it now.
I'm not interested in that. You're missing the point here.
Mm.
This is not Come See How Good We Are. This is, and I don't want to make a mockery of the best hymn that there is.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
I want to make a mockery of something.
Like, hey, listen to this crazy, kooky song we did.
Oh,
it's How Great
Lord
Thou
my
Art.
God. You guys leaf blower users? You believe in the leaf blower?
I do believe in the leaf blower.
What a transition out of How Great Thou Art.
Isn't that what that song's about?
Thank you for asking. So now I'm going to ask you a question.
No.
What do you think of pumpkin pie?
A vessel for Cool Whip. Have you heard of, I feel like maybe I don't live in the right neighborhood to have these problems, but like leaf blower etiquette?
Oh gosh.
Just let people blow their leaves and leave them alone. Let them blow in private.
Leave them alone.
And leave them alone.
And leaf blowers can be incredibly disruptive. This is all you need to know about leaf blower etiquette. This is from homesandgardens.com. What time on a weekend, no commitments to anything, you get to get up on your own time. What time do you wake up? What time do you get up?
Probably still waking up about 7:30. I'm not getting up till after 8.
9.
Do you ever hear someone fire up the lawnmower next to you at like 6:45, 7 a.m. when you could be sleeping in?
That's too early.
Would it bother you?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Would you do something about it?
Well, it depends, because a lot of the people in my little cul-de-sac, they hire a service. And so if that's
one of those neighborhoods,
if it's been,
you rich people understand.
Yeah, we don't. The rest of them do.
Yeah.
If that service has had a long week of a rain or something, they might start pretty early. Every now and then I'll give them a break. But
does it bother you?
A little bit.
You?
No. I'll sleep right through it.
If it woke you up, would it bother you?
Nah, probably not.
Sometimes it bothers me, but then again, I wake up somewhere between 6 and 7 most days, and I'm like, enjoy the fact that I get to go back to sleep, because I can currently go back to sleep. I've heard a lot of people talking about leaf blowers, and I don't know. I am not a part of the leaf blower crusaders. I'd be curious to know if people on our chat, or if you are, come to the Annie Fry YouTube chat and weigh in on this. Have you ever heard about people in like leaf blower etiquette? Is that even a thing on your radar?
Aside from when you do it, I can't figure out what else, like where you blow your leaves, maybe?
Homesandgardens.com has a when can you use your leaf blower section.
So it's when, okay.
Growing up, the rule we always followed was no outdoor noise before 10 a.m.
That's lame.
And I've stuck to it through the years of testing our tools and equipment. A couple of years ago, I went back to my parents' home to test some leaf blowers by cleaning their patio and driveway. And my mom still insisted on the rule, even though I had a deadline fast approaching. Any yard work noise before 10 a.m. is pretty antisocial, especially on the weekend when neighbors are trying to sleep in. And then they go on to say, for many communities, 8 or 9 a.m. is the earliest for a weekday and 9 or 10 on the weekend. Is that right?
I don't think that's way off, but I think you can go a little bit earlier than that. On a weekend, 10 o'clock, you can start
late.
It. 9 o'clock is fine. If somebody starts at 8, I'm like, but you're probably okay.
Etiquette expert Nick Layton says, the general etiquette idea is that we need to acknowledge that leaf blowers can be loud and that your neighbors might be disturbed by the noise. So we want to use them at times when it'll minimize this disturbance as much as possible. This is why I'm a country girl.
How long do you have to use a leaf blower, though?
Nick says the cutoff point for using a leaf blower is how late can you use a leaf blower?
Dusk.
Yeah, it's probably about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, once it gets dark, you can't golf, you can't leaf blow, you can't do anything. So
6 p.m.
No,
what?
No.
People aren't even home.
Any later, and you'll be cutting into your neighbor's dinner time.
Oh, come on. Get over yourself. Who is this?
Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is that crazy?
That's insane. It makes me want to
your
tie
leaf
them
blower
up.
Is basically a union a job that works for 40 it's hours not, a week with breaks. Yeah,
it's not. It's also, if you're cutting your grass, depending on how big your yard is, you could be cutting your grass for well over an hour, depending on your yard. Mm-hmm. A leaf blower, how often are you using that? You need to really think about this.
When I cut my grass, it takes me about 5 minutes to blow all the excess grass off of like the deck
exactly.
and the driveway. 5 minutes tops.
Exactly. And if you're using it for actual leaves,
you know what?
It can take longer, but that's not multiple times a year.
Probably the thing that people are most often complaining about as a leaf blower is the string trimmer, the weed eater. Because you use that way longer, and it's the same kind of engine, and it makes
it's
the same
loud.
Kind of noise. It's the same noise as a leaf blower.
A weed whacker?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
No.
I'll fire them up. I'll do this tonight when I get home. I'll fire them both up.
I need a decibel
I'll post
reading.
A video.
Depending on your state, city, or county, etiquette may not be your biggest problem. In many places, there are laws against outdoor noise. For example, the residential areas of Fort Worth, it's illegal to make noise louder than 70 decibels, which many leaf blowers exceed.
Okay.
Depending on your location, you could face a fine for running a noisy leaf blower too long or too early. In residential areas of Washington, D.C., gas leaf blowers are illegal. You could be fined $500 just for using a gas leaf blower because they're so loud.
If the government came to me and gave me a fine for using my leaf blower, I think that I might lose it a little bit on whoever that is.
If the government gives me a fine, I'm putting my powdered wig on, I'm getting my musket, and we're going 1776 all over again.
And I'm finding the neighbor that reported it, too.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to find that loyalist.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to the person with the Kamala sign in their yard first.
It's like, it was you, wasn't it?
Well, Scooter does say he hardly uses a leaf blower. He just sweeps.
Neat.
I bet he has a... Scooter, do you have a Harris sign in your yard? There's a video going around right now.
Does it say, no violence, no hate? I think that's
and
the
then
phrase.
On the bottom, it's got
home.
Like spray painted, except leaf blowers. I hate those. No. Yeah. Man, I think think we found out how to trigger all these people.
You're triggering me with I used to get mad that I would have to get a permit for my garage sale. I still do a little bit. I'm like, get out of my backyard, NIMBY. Get you out of here. You get out.
Oh, man. The YouTube live chat poll for today. How will Kamala's avoidance strategy impact her campaign, help, hurt, no impact, or she's not avoiding anything? Let's take a quick break. I got another fun story for you guys when we come back, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Come vote. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think about what Kamala Harris is doing. Jackie said that she thinks the avoidance strategy will hurt her. Lamestream media has been pushing back a bit, and that is true. Interesting to see who has been saying, yeah, you should probably sit down for an interview. What do you think? Go vote. We'll be right back. Choosing that will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me. Beneath the milky twilight, lead me. Out on the moonlit floor, lift your open hair. Strike up the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.